There are pillars on which the basic teachings of Islam are based, including the five pillars referred to as the five pillars of Islam and the six beliefs known as the six pillars of faith. In this video, we will shed light on the six pillars of faith, which are, in short, belief in God, belief in angels, belief in God's prophets and messengers, belief in the divine books, belief in the day of resurrection, and then belief in divine decree. Let's start with belief in God. Muslims believe in one and only one God who has no equal, has no son, has no partner, and no one has the right to be worshipped except Him alone. He is the creator who manages all of the affairs of the universe. No one shares in His divinity or His attributes. As for belief in angels, Muslims believe in the existence of angels and that they are honorable beings. They worship and obey God alone, and they follow His every command. Belief in God's prophets and messengers is also an essential pillar of faith. God has sent prophets to all peoples throughout the ages to guide people with one message, which is to worship God alone. These prophets began with Adam, and then also include Noah and Abraham, Moses, David, and Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon them all. The fourth pillar is the belief in the books. By books, we mean books that God sent to humanity through His prophets. These books include the Torah, the Psalms, the Gospel, and the Quran, which is the last revelation from God to mankind and a source of guidance until the end of time, as God Himself took responsibility to preserve it from any distortion or any alteration. As Muslims, we believe in all of these books. The fifth pillar is the belief in the day of resurrection, and Muslims believe in it and that God will resurrect all people on that day to hold them to account for their actions and their beliefs. Now we come to the final pillar, which is the belief in divine decree. Muslims believe in divine decree, which includes the belief that nothing happens without God's permission and that God has encompassed everything in His knowledge.